Morning, Rog.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Well, big news overnight. Let's start with Novak. It probably doesn't get any bigger. He's gone.
No, look, it doesn't get any bigger in the sense that just the way it unfolded. To be perfectly honest, it's more about what we saw on the tennis court, and we didn't see a hungry, calculated, decisive, tunnel visioned tennis player that was only between the lines. And I said in the commentary in the first round to Jim Courier, I said, oh, I don't like what I see out here on the court as far as his vision. It's not locked in. He's not just staring down his opponent and play his opponent point for point, which when Novak's at his prime, and I know we're talking about someone at real lofty heights at the absolute elite level when he's at his prime, but that's how we've seen him and that's how he shapes his tennis career, and that's why he's been so great. And, you know, the reality is he's got a lot of things going on that are off the court that aren't actually allowing him to...
What do you mean?
And beat it. What do I mean?
Yeah. What's happening off the court?
I think people, you know, obviously at certain times of your life, there's personal things that go on that are involved. And, you know, obviously Novak's going through something. It's been documented.
Right.
And it's been since, you know, really since Wimbledon. And I don't think things have actually... got themselves together. Boris Becker has stated that there wasn't enough commitment to training anymore.
Okay.
You know, so all those sort of things. So when you actually see all that as a coach, you know that there's something else that you need to look after. And, you know, you got to be happy off before you actually sort of can allow yourself, especially at that level. And so what it does, it actually lets the locker room know. That loss there allowed the locker room to know that this is, you know, we've got a chance now.
Sure.
Because Dennis Istomin actually won the wild card playoff in the Asian Pacific. Tennis Australia offer the Asian Pacific. There's a wild card playoff that's played at the end of last year. He won that. He actually had to save match points in his semi-finals. So that's his route to get here. And then he gets Novak in a second round and he does what he does. And he played with some calmness. But, you know, Novak uses this as a trampoline for the season. He's always has. It's been his base and a strong base at that for the season. For the first time now, he's going to go, you know, we're going to get to the American period of Indian Wells in Miami in March. And, you know, he's going to be in an interesting place. It's going to be very interesting to see what takes place over the next couple of months, because he'll have to make some real hard decisions and be ruthless about what his next stage looks like.
Certainly does. Some positive news. Dasha, she got up last night.
Yeah, she was very good. I mean, you know... When you have a three-set win, there's always, you know, in Grand Slams, there's always this bit of a roller coaster. And we know with her, there's emotionally, there's a lot of things that take place. She wears her heart on the sleeve. She puts it out there passionately. I just like some of her calmness throughout that match, where she was able to sort of bring it all back. And in her final set, it was I thought it was a really good set from a lot of aspects. The way she delivered some of the blows, when she actually got herself in front, how she played from that point on in certain stages of games, the service game. So when I was looking at little things, and she was enjoying it as well out there, which she normally does. But so it's a great opportunity for her now to continue on, and you know, and put herself in a really good position and have a crack at the second week. You never know. If you play on a tennis court with enthusiasm, or any sporting field, if you play with enthusiasm and you can keep locking in for every single point, you never know where that takes you. And she's one that offers that.
All right. So she advances. We've only got one male left, mate. After Thompson and Whittington got eliminated yesterday,
yep.
Bernard Tomic, $1.75, taking on Daniel Evans, $2.10. So tab.com.au, they expect Bernard to advance. Will he?
I think he will. Thompson was pretty good. Whittington was out of his league. But Bernie, I think he advances. When you take on Dan Evans, you've got a guy who's he's been a journeyman, but really made an impact. He's actually solidified how he goes about his tennis world. So he can play. I mean, he had Wawrinka. He had match points against Wawrinka at the US Open last year, Dan Evans. And so they played a high-level five-set tennis match. So we've got a player that can commit and play and beat the big, that, you know, be really competitive up the very top. He's going to have to do a lot of work. Dan Evans is going to have to make Bernie do a lot of work.
Mm.
And Bernie's going to have to play really solid and up close on the baseline, I think, for mine to dislodge Dan. So he wins. Does it straight? it potentially could be, but then it could get into this real dogfight. And he got into a dogfight in his last round, Bernie. I don't think he wants to keep repeating that because it does take the it takes your legs away throughout the tournament, and he needs to hopefully be able to get through a match like this in straight sets. That's what you're looking for from you know, if you're in his camp.
What about Ash Barty?
I like Ash Barty, don't you? I mean, like, it's a good story. And
she's got a great cover drive.
She has got a great cover drive.
Works him well on the leg
very
side.
Very good
as well.
On the short ball.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just a natural. You know, she's probably got a good drop kick as well. She does everything well, Ash. And I saw her before her doubles match with Casey Delacroix. And they were, you know, she's upbeat. She feels great. She's excited to be back on the tennis tour, enjoying the game for what it is. And that was the whole thing about going away and finding out what was really going to make you tick. So I like what she plays. Mona Barthel from Germany. She's 6'1", so a different type of opponent. Got some height, which means also you can actually move her around the court because with that height, there comes a lack of mobility and also down low. So if Ash is really smart, which she's a smart tennis player, and she gets to use the first hit and actually move her opponent, a good opportunity there. Barthel's been 23 in the world before. She's 181, so not at her obviously career best. So great opportunity for both girls, really, to get to a second week of the Grand Slam. I feel like Ash gets through, even though she's had the limited tennis. I just feel like at home, I've seen the way she's been hitting the ball. She's pretty calm on the tennis court, and she gets through. And for her to be into the second week of a Grand Slam, first Grand Slam back, it's a great result.
Yeah, that's a great result. So Bernard Tomic wins, result. Ash Barty wins, which is good. And mate, just a quick one. We've chatted about it. There's speculation this morning about Novak Djokovic's diet. What's the gossip down there at Melbourne Park about his diet?
With his diet, yeah. Look, he's got a few. He's
always been a bit quirky, hasn't he?
He's very quirky. There's no doubt about that. He's got, you know, he's very spiritual. He likes a lot of, you know, there's a lot of talk about having, you know, there's someone in his camp and they do it. There's a lot of hugging and, you know, like that. There's a few things that go on. It's quite a complex world, the Novak Djokovic world, and I'd say right now it's at its most complex.
Right.
The things that are, the balls in the air, you know, they're not lining up at the moment. So I would think, you know, he made a ruthless commitment to the game when he was number three in the world, hunting down Rafa, who was very good yesterday, last night on his win, and he was hunting down Roger. He made massive commitments and he was ruthless about it. I think this right now in his career, he's in his prime. He's going to sit down and have to make another ruthless decision on what his picture looks like moving forward, because he's got great opportunity right now to be grabbing Grand Slams, but he's wobbly and he knows it. And that's, you know, this has been going on for almost 7 or 8 months. Yeah. So he's going to have to make some real. For mine, I think that's what they'll be looking pretty deep.
All right. And finally, before you go, you backed Djokovic at the start of the week. He's gone.
Yeah. Who wins now?
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? So interesting. That half of the draw, it's opened up. I mean, Rafa's in that half of the draw. He plays young Zverev, a 19-year-old. That's going to be a classic match. Don't miss that tomorrow. You'll enjoy that one. You'll enjoy Zverev taking on Rafa. Last time they played, Zverev had a match point, and he had an easy duck volley that both of you guys would not have missed. And he did. So that's how close that match is going to be. Milos Raonic, he's got an opportunity. The door's wide open now. Dominic Thiem, Grigor Dimitrov, Gael Monfils. These are the guys that are in that half of the draw. They will all of a sudden have been sitting back going, okay, we have a chance. Mm. Now, all of them would think that they have a chance. So it's an interesting bottom half of the draw. I still lean Andy at the moment, but he's got a tough pathway through. But it's now made the tournament extremely interesting to see that one of these guys, I think, is going to, you know, we're going to get some interesting semi-final matchups and a potential new player into a Grand Slam final in the men's.
Rog, as always, thorough and to the point. We'll speak to you again on Monday.
Thanks, boys.